USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Those in New York City and northern New Jersey were agog last night at the sight of an eerie blue light across the night sky, but it wasn't UFOs but rather blown electrical transformers to blame. Con Ed says two transformers exploded at a substation in Queens, causing a brief electric fire and transmission dip as well.
We're hearing some reports of scattered outages at LaGuardia Airport still affecting travel there, but thankfully it seems like it was scarier than the reality turned out to be.
That's New York State Senator Michael Gennaris. Since he spoke, LaGuardia Airport has returned to normal. Severe winter weather making travel treacherous for millions of Americans trying to get home after the holiday, with blizzard warnings up from the plains to the Midwest to New England and flash flood watches in the Southeast. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Parts of the Midwest are getting pounded with snow and blizzard-like conditions. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent in Omaha, Nebraska.
Here in the Omaha Metro, we're being spared, but just a bit further west, I-80 is closed from Grand Island to North Platte westbound and from North Platte to Lexington eastbound due to whiteouts and crashes. Heavy snow and blizzard-like conditions are reported as the powerful winter storms move through the middle of Nebraska. A number of blizzard or winter storm warnings are in effect throughout the night. At least 6 inches of snow has fallen in Cozad and Elwood. The heaviest snow expected to fall in a swath from northwest Kansas up through central Nebraska into eastern South Dakota and central Minnesota. There's nearly 10 inches of snow in parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg has said he would spend whatever is needed if he decides to run for the White House in 2020. Your final numbers on Wall Street: the Dow was up 260 points to close at 23,139. The S&P and NASDAQ were also up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Many folks are reflecting on their 2018 year, their successes, and things they maybe need to improve on. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with motivational speaker and best-selling author John Gordon. He's author of a book titled The Power of a Positive Team, and I asked him what is the biggest thing folks can take away from their previous year.
Yeah, this is not Pollyanna positive. You want to learn from the past. So, what did we not do right? What went wrong? How could we have been better? And then you want to then look forward. You don't want to look to the past too much, though. You don't want to be stuck in the past. You don't want to live in the past. You want to look and live forward and say, okay, how can I create this year to be my best year yet? So positive leaders and positive teams are always looking forward to creating a new vision, something new, something positive. So learn from the past, but now look forward and create the new.
Gordon also shares why serving is key when it comes to being a great leader.
Yes, I asked a coach, a principal, and a business leader. I said, when did you become a great team? They all said, when we served each other instead of ourselves. And so being a great leader, being a great team, really is about serving others. When you serve others, when you help others improve, what I have found is that you improve. When you help others get better, you get better. And I had to learn this at home as a parent. I was not always serving.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.